Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and coaching program for people who want to learn how to build wealth, peace of mind, all while helping and serving other people with real estate. Our members are helping and serving other people with real estate by investing in single family homes, self-storage complexes, senior living complexes, large, small, medium-sized apartment complexes, larger hotels, anything that produces cash flow. And we're doing everything from active investing to passive. And I'd say probably 80% of our deals are passive investments. People are taking control of their IRAs and 401ks and using that money to invest passively in real estate. If you've got money in an IRA or 401k, you can actually use it to invest passively in real estate. I want to start off by telling you about our expo, our spring expo. We do two of these a year. Our spring expo is actually April 1st. No fooling, no joking. It's a Saturday. And what we're celebrating this time is it's called the British Fair, and we will be celebrating the culture of Britain while at the same time learning how to simplify passive investing for people. The goal of the event is to let people see actual case studies of multiple sides of passive investing. We have three sponsors or syndicators that will be speaking. Craig and Linda McKinley will be talking about how to maximize your growth potential as a passive investor. Craig and Linda have been top performers as members of Total Wealth Academy. They're phenomenal. Their deals are incredible. And they'll do a case study of one of their apartment complexes and show you how the passive investors made money. Next, we have Bhavan and Pratima Sharma, and they're going to talk about mastering A-class apartments to increase cash flow. A-class apartments, a lot of times, I even frown on them because it is difficult to raise the NOI on an A-class property. Well, Bhavan and Pratima Sharma have figured out how to do that and have had incredible results building wealth for themselves and the other members of Total Wealth Academy. Sam Morris will also be speaking on how to build wealth with self-storage, and he'll show you how he's making money for his investors, his passive investors, with self-storage. Then we have a special guest speaker, Dragan Trajkovski. Yes, I said that name right, Dragan. He's a special guest from Tony Robbins. If he is one of the top speakers, you have Tony, and one level down is Dragan. He's phenomenal. And what he's going to do is teach you how to perform at your highest level and get yourself to take action now. This is a big challenge for most people. Many of you have listened to me on the radio for weeks, months, years, and have had trouble getting yourself to take action on your goal of building a second stream of income with real estate. Well, this guy, Dragan, is going to explain the psychology behind procrastination and how to overcome it and how to get yourself to take action on whatever goal you have in your life. whether it's a fitness goal, a relationship goal, a money goal, a career goal. He's going to show you how to take action. Then I'm going to speak for a very short period before we break. And I'll be talking about how the banks and the insurance companies take your money and go out invest it passively. In other words, you're already a passive investor. You're just not getting the benefits. The banks and the insurance companies are taking your money, going out and getting the 20% rate of return that passive investors get, while they pay you little, or in the case of the insurance companies, nothing. So this event, again, is April 1st and is free to members, non-members, and member guests. So it's really open to anyone who is considering passive investing and wants to learn how to do it in a non-threatening, no-pressure environment. This is a fun event. We're even going to have the... let me get down here to get their name. The Houston Highlanders will be there when we break for lunch. This is a Scottish bagpipe band and drum band. And it's going to be fun. So what's going to happen is the speakers are on from 9 a.m. to noon. 9 a.m. to noon. So about 3 hours of training. Then we break at noon, go downstairs, and we're going to have fish and chips, or shepherd's pie, or if you're vegetarian, we're having some tacos. We'll have both non and vegetarian tacos available for people who don't like fish and chips or shepherd's pie. We'll be serving wine, two different British beers brewed by my son. It's just a fun event. So if you would like to attend that, this sounds like something that would be beneficial to you and your family. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo, E-X-P-O, TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Now, let me put some pressure on you to do it now. We just started advertising this yesterday. We only have room for 500. We already have 250 seats reserved after one day. So do not procrastinate. If this is something you want to do, grab your phone, turn around to your computer,
1 minute.
Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo and reserve a seat for you, your spouse, or you, your spouse, and kids 14 and up. Actually, 13 and up. Bring them with you, because you cannot start teaching your kids how to build wealth soon enough. I started my kids at 8. They're both financially independent, really by the time they were 22. So go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. I truly hope to see every one of you there. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening.
Put money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. A couple of you emailed me. It's TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo, E-X-P-O. If you want to come to this free event, April 1st, Saturday, April 1st, it's 9 a.m. to about 3, includes lunch, beer and wine, Cokes, Sprites, whatever you like to drink. Food is, lunch is included. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/expo. And again, sorry for the pressure, but do it now. As I said, we've only advertised this one day and we're already half full. I figure we'll be full by the middle of next week or end of next week. So don't put it off. And this is open to free to members, non-members, guests, anyone that's fed up with the volatility of the stock market and wants to get in something more stable, more consistent, please check it out. TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Okay, I want to address an email, and I've gotten this email before, and I always just replied to the email, but now I've gotten it probably the sixth or seventh time, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was a person, one guy put it bluntly. He goes, how come you never brag about how much money you have like the other guys do? And there's multiple reasons why I don't get on the air and just say, I'm worth X million dollars. You need to come see me. I'm a god of real estate. And all that bragging and all that egotistical, arrogant stuff. The one that I want to share with you, well, there's kind of the reason why I don't do it. To me, when someone does that, it's just arrogance. It is egotistical. It's, and to me, I'm just uncomfortable doing it, period. But the main reason I don't is because I'm not the hero of this story. My members are. My students are the heroes. Them, I will brag about. And my goal as a mentor and consultant was that I wanted to reach a point where my members and students were doing better than I was. For me, that's the definition of a successful mentor or consultant. If your students aren't doing as good as you are, you must be holding something back. And I never wanted to do that. And now, many of my students have not only equaled my best, they have surpassed it. I'll brag about that. See, the hero is you. The hero is you, not me. I'm just the guide. If you think of the Star Wars story, you are Luke Skywalker or Rey. I'm Yoda. That's all I am. I don't need to come out and tell you, I'm rich, I'm a stud, I'm a god, I'm this, that, and the other, because it's not about me. Who cares what I did, except for the simple credibility of having done it, so you can trust me that I can teach you how to do it. I get that. But I'm not going to get on here and go, I have X amount of dollars in the bank, I make X amount every month. If you'll notice, whenever I talk about it, the only thing I will say is that I had 4,000 apartment units. That's what I'm proud of, that I went from a bad credit, low income, no money position where I just had a job for my income and went to own 4,000 units. That's important for you to know so that you know that I can help you achieve those results. But the wonderful thing about sharing and not holding back anything is that people don't do just as good as you. They do better. And the reason for that is, in my opinion, is I have certain fears and insecurities that keep me at 4,000 units. And my students see that, but they don't have the same fears and insecurities I do. So they can take my information and go beyond what I ever did. Now, they've got certain fears and insecurities, we all do, but they're different than mine. Therefore, they can take, if I don't hold back, and I promise I don't, I tell my students everything I know. They can take that information and go beyond what I have done. Robert Martinez, Devin Elder, Craig McKinley. These are all guys that may, well, Robert's way past me. Martinez, holy Toledo. He's at 6 or 7, 8,000 units. His wealth is definitely higher than mine. And I'm proud of that. DJE, Devin Elder, I think he's beyond that as well. And then there's Craig McKinley, who's going to pass me sooner or later because he's just such a good guy. New guy on the rise. Joey Barnhill, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Joseph Bramante. Not sure where he's at number of units, but there is no doubt in my mind that he will pass me in the next year or two. So that's my pat answer for why I don't brag about how much money I've got or what my income is. I don't think you need to hear that. You need to hear what my students are doing, because that's who your position. That's what's in it for you if you decide to let me consult you. So keep the questions coming, but there's my answer to that particular question. The next one that I got just a day or so ago is also very important. It's the classic question. I've had it hundreds of times. If you make so much money with real estate, Steve, why don't you just go buy more real estate instead of teaching? The answer to that is because I don't like real estate. Now, where's all my money? In real estate. But I don't like the day-to-day management. I did when I was beginner stages, when it was changing my life. It was a blast. Don't get me wrong. At the beginning, it's fun. But after 10 years and learning about passive income, I decided to sell all of my real estate and take all that money and go into passive deals, because that freed me up to do what I do love to do, which is teach. I love to teach. It is so much fun for me. Literally, I get around 100 emails a day. Probably 50 of them are questions. I get a dopamine rush every time I answer an email question. Those of you that don't like email won't understand this, but I get up 3 or 4 in the morning, I grab a cup of coffee and go straight to my email, hoping that somebody emailed me during the night. My members, I'm proud of this, I'm bragging, here it comes. My members love me because they get emails from me at 3 and 4 in the morning. And they'll email me back. They'll go, I can't believe you actually answered my question this quick or this early in the morning. Man, that makes me feel good. I love to teach. And it stems from an event that's very hard to talk about, where a lady came into my office in tears. And she had a suicide note from her husband. And she pushes the note across to me and says, he bought a gun and wrote this note, but he didn't kill himself. And she said, Steve, the reason he didn't kill himself is because you taught him how to buy an apartment complex.
One minute.
He was so miserable at his job, miserable. He wasn't making any money. He wasn't growing. He wasn't thriving. It was miserable to him. So miserable that he had considered suicide. He bought a little, and I think it was 36 units. Not even a huge complex. Just 36 units. But that was his 36 units. She said that he now sings in the shower. They make love more often. They go out to dinner. They have fun. They're traveling. That's why I teach. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
There's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And that is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that is going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars over the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, attend our free sample class at TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And now, this is coming also from email, and I'm so grateful for all these emails because it sure makes the radio show a lot easier when you don't have to come up with idea after idea after idea, day after day. But Cassie had heard me talk about energy and fitness, and she's concerned about her husband, who has gained a lot of weight over the last couple of years. And she wants me to talk about the basic fitness information that we share with our members at Total Wealth Academy. It comes down to, how does this relate to real estate? It relates to real estate because building a second stream of income with real estate requires energy. And a lot of people are not exercising, and as they get older, their energy levels drop, and they drop, and they drop, and they drop. And what people do is they hide behind age. They go, oh, my energy levels aren't like they were in my 20s, and it's because I'm older. Well, guess what? Wrong. It's lack of activity. Lack of activity, lack of exercise that causes it. And it's a vicious cycle in the human body. It's a thing called atrophy. All of you have heard this phrase, if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, this is no truer in any one spot than in the human skeletal system. If you don't exercise, and I'm talking weightlifting, using the machines or free weights, if you don't, what occurs is atrophy in your muscular system. Your body loses muscle. Then, listen closely to this. 70% of your caloric uptake every day occurs in your muscles. If you allow your muscle tissue to deteriorate and go away, do you clearly understand that you're going to burn fewer calories as a result every day? You're going to burn fewer calories. That's another term for slowing your metabolism. Because you don't lift weights and train your muscles, your metabolism slows year after year after year. Not because of age, because of lack of activity. Listen, there are 80-year-old women bodybuilders. I'm telling you, they look like they're in their 20s or 30s. So the hiding behind age for your low energy levels, your high fat content, you can't do that. Not after listening to this show. That's over. It's lack of activity. I know people, this just blows my mind. Had a friend with a Camaro. He sells his Camaro. He loved that car. That was part of his identity. And it was bad. It was beautiful, beautiful wheels, tires. It was just beautiful car. Sold it. Why? He was beginning to have trouble getting in and out of it because sports cars sit lower to the ground. If he had exercised, he wouldn't have had to sell his doggone car. He just didn't exercise. So his muscle tissue atrophied. He got weaker and he couldn't get out of his car. So he sold it, his pride and joy. So a little piece of life was taken away from him. A little joy gone. All because of lack of activity. So let's go back to understanding what happens when you don't train your muscles. They atrophy away, slowing your metabolism. Do you stop eating as much? No, you just keep eating. Same as you did when you had all the muscle. And what does that result in? You start building up fat tissue. Your body starts storing the extra calories. You're not burning them in your muscles, but you're still ingesting them. Therefore, your body goes, ooh, I'll just store this fat tissue. Next thing you know, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you have less muscle tissue, and now you're carrying around 30 to 40 pounds more weight. Do you see why you're tired? You have less muscle tissue to carry weight, and you've gained weight, all fat tissue. Does it make sense? No wonder you're tired. Listen, if you've ever had a normal day's work, gone home, and said to your spouse, man, I'm pooped. You're not pooped. You're a physical puke. You're out of shape. That's what it is. And I want to address something very quickly. Some of you are going to go, and ladies do this to me all the time. I don't want to lift weights. I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trust me. You won't. To look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you would have to train 5 to 6 hours a day for 5 to 6 days a week and do steroids. So don't do that. You literally, and I'm not kidding you, you only need 30 minutes 3 times a week to maintain your muscle tissue and keep your metabolism from slowing, keep from building up that fat tissue, and keep your energy levels where they should be. Now, I recommend an hour. I recommend an hour 3 times a week. If you're going to be a stud or studette, go 4, 5 times a week. Good for you. But if you can get to the gym for an hour 3 times a week, and if you tell me you're too busy, All I can say is you really designed your life poorly. You're so busy that you can't take care of your health? Good job. You really thought that one out. No, everybody has the time to do it. And ladies, if you don't want to bulk up, it's so simple. Use a weight that's low enough that you can do it 12 times. You're not going to start gaining muscle tissue, big muscles, until you start lifting weights that are so heavy that you can only do it 3 or 6 times. That's when you're going to start building the unwanted muscle that some of you are afraid of. But if you are a lady and you just want a long, thin, sexy muscle, do weights that are so low that you can do it 12 times. Now, you shouldn't be able to do it 13, 14 times. In other words, the 12th rep should make you tired to where you're like, I want to put this weight down. For men, you really want to be between weights that are so heavy that you can only do them 8 to 10 reps. This will help you bulk up and give you a more masculine look. But there are so many great books out there on fitness that I don't even have a favorite other than Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. And some of you are going to say, but again, Steve, I don't want to be a bodybuilder. Don't worry about that. You're not going to train 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. But no one explains the exercises better than Schwarzenegger in that Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. And what you do is you just pick a couple of exercises for each body part. He's got hundreds in there. Pick two you like for each body part. Biceps, triceps, quadriceps, your legs, glutes, your butt, your lats, your back, your pecs, your chest. And start training those muscles. Here's the wonderful news. Did you know that your muscles have memory? It's called muscle memory. Did you know that your muscles will come back in a very short period of time? We're talking a couple of months, and your muscle tissue will all come back if you train, eat, and sleep correctly. And your metabolism will come back. Your fat content will start to drop. It's just amazing. But the biggest one, as it relates to real estate, is it will increase your energy levels. You will have more energy for, you'll have more energy for fitness. You'll have more energy for building wealth. You'll have more energy for romance and sex. It'll increase the sex drive. It's unbelievable. It even prevents 135 age-related diseases. See what I mean? People hide behind aging for these 135 diseases. Oh, I got it because I'm old. No, you got it because you didn't exercise. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. A couple of you, again, have emailed me. I cannot reserve you a seat for the expo. Sorry about that. You have to do it yourself because you have to pick out what you want for lunch. We're going to have, it's still a free event. Lunch is included. You can have fish and chips, shepherd's pie, or we have these incredible tacos. They'll be tacos with meat and vegetarian. but you have to pick it out. Those of you that would like to come April 1st to the expo, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo, just E-X-P-O. TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Okay, Mike has a question. If I'm working out 3 times a week for 1 hour, what about cardio? That's why I say 1 hour, is do 30 minutes of weight training, and then I don't care if you have to start with 5 minutes, just start, but eventually get up to 30 minutes of bicycle, running on a treadmill or a stair climber, something that keeps your heart rate in the aerobic zone for 30 minutes. What this does, Mike, is it switches your body from running off of carbohydrates. This is an oversimplification, but by aerobically training, cardiovascular, cardio fitness, you're telling your body to burn fat tissue instead of carbohydrates. And why do you, there's another reason why you want to use weights. If you diet and you don't exercise, your body burns muscle just as fast as it burns fat tissue, which slows your metabolism, as we discussed. So if you're a dieter and you don't exercise, you're destroying muscle tissue just as effectively as you're destroying fat tissue, slowing your metabolism. So that's why most people who are dieters go up and down. What's it called? The yo-yo? No, that's not it. Yo-yo dieters? I'm not sure. I think that's it. They'll lose 40 pounds, but because they destroyed their muscle tissue dieting, their metabolism's slower, they go back to eating like they did before, and boom, they've now gained 50. The 40 they lost and 10 extra. So Mike, you're right. You definitely want, you've got to combine cardio with the weight training. Now, Mike, there is a way to do them all at once. It's called circuit training. Most gyms have a circuit. You'll have to ask, what do you call it? Your personal trainer. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just got an email that confused me. You'll have to talk to your personal trainer, ask them where the circuit training is. And what you do is you go from machine to machine, weightlifting, so fast that you keep an aerobic heart rate, just like you were on a treadmill. So you can, in just 30 minutes of weightlifting, if you move quickly enough from exercise to exercise, you can maintain an aerobic heart rate just like, so it becomes weight training and cardio in the exact same 30 minutes. Mike, Planet Fitness, which is where I train, they have a circuit room where they only allow circuit training. And what they have is a timer, and the timer goes off every 30 seconds. So you get on machine one, push your muscles for 30 seconds. When the timer goes off, you rest for 30 seconds. You get on the next machine. When the timer goes off, you start that machine. And you go for 30 seconds, get off, go to the next machine. It's really cool. And that's at Planet Fitness. But other gyms have them as well. If you're not a member of a gym and you go to join a gym, make sure they've got a circuit. Because that way you can literally, say you're in a rush and you can't spend an hour, you can at least do that 30-minute circuit and knock out your cardio and your weight training all in the same 30 minutes. So I hope that helps, Mike. Yeah, the email that confused me, James, if you're listening to the radio show, I tried to call you at 12:30. I will call you immediately after the radio show to discuss this. I don't want to discuss this on the air because there's personal information involved. But yeah, sorry about that. But when I called at 12:30, it just went straight to your phone mail. I will call you at 3 o'clock when this show ends. All right, James, thanks. Okay. All right, phone lines are open. If somebody's got a question for me, doesn't have to be about fitness. It can be about real estate or whatever. Give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And remember, that email's open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A lot of you are at work. If you were to email me at work, you might get fired. They don't want you to build a second stream of income. So if you have a question and you can't email me right now or call into the show, write down my email or try to memorize it if you're in your car. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. It's the name of the show, totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. All right, this next question comes from Keith. And thank you for the kind words about the show. Wow, you're very kind. I appreciate it. I'm not seeing a question mark. Let me scan just a second. There it is. Okay. Okay, this is an easy one. If you've got over $300,000 equity in your rental properties, you really should look at commercial or passive investing. You don't want to stay in single family too long. Almost everybody makes this mistake, including myself. I stayed in single family for 3 years, and I really should have gotten out at about 18 months to 2 years. 18 months to 2 years. So, yes, you've got enough equity to sell those things and become either a commercial investor, move to a small apartment complex, or go passive. So, either way, Keith, it's a heads you win, tails you win situation. You could go either way. Judging from these sentences after the question, you like property management, you enjoyed rehabbing property, you could stay in single family, but I would sell those houses, get that 300 grand. You can buy 10. You can buy 10 houses with that 300 grand. So you could, I think you've got five. You could double your portfolio. But I still suggest that you would make more money by moving to commercial. Either a self-storage facility, an apartment complex, something like that. But either way, you're going to win, Keith. And then your final question, do we have classes on all of this? Yes. Your first step would be to go to our website and take our free sample class. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. I'll email you a link. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. Right there on the front page will be a bright yellow button that says free sample class. Just click that button and reserve a seat. You can watch it from home or you can come see it live. Now, be aware that you will remember 30 to 40% more from a live event than you will an online event. So if you're dead serious on this, get to the office, watch it live, you'll retain a lot more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class. Okay, this next is a member wondering if we have any good single family contractors. Now, this is a new member, so this is basic information. But Kelly, all you do is go to the members area at TotalWealthAcademy.com, log into the members area, and there's a vendor list there. We've got CPAs, attorneys, mortgage brokers, everybody you need is right there, including the contractors. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.